The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Incredible show for you today. You are so, so lucky to be listening to me, as you are every day, frankly. Thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, and you get to hear Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM. 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. Thank you. No Facebook live stream today. All right. Dimitri, Encore in Dangerously Local, Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. A lot of stuff to get to today. Lots of great audio clips for you about the insanity going on with the Epstein files and with Israel. My God, I can't believe they fooled me for so long. I was such a strong supporter of Israel for so long. And now pulling back the curtain, looking at the Epstein files and these billionaire boosters and what they're willing to do to support Israel. Israel is run by monsters. It is absolutely run by monsters. And I don't care if you're a Christian Zionist and, you're a true believer in the literal word of the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, whatever. Israel, the country, there's nothing to do with religion or ethnicity. The country is run by monsters. The genocide going on right now, what those monsters in Israel are doing to the victims on the West Bank and Lebanon, destroying a bank. They're mobs. There's nothing to do with terrorism, nothing to do with Hamas or Hezbollah. It has everything to do with the monsters. There's no other way to say this. These are monsters in Israel. This is our best ally. Are you friggin' kidding me? There's a special place in hell for the people who run Israel these days. It really is. Read the Epstein files. All right, we'll get to that. We've got lots of great audio clips for you, also locally. Hard to believe. Paul Harris going to prison. Yeah. He's going to be going to prison for a little over, 8 years, if I did the math right, which I probably didn't because mathing is hard, let me tell you, at least the way I do it, it is. In any event, this story from 7. A Wheeling attorney has been sentenced to federal prison, fraud, money laundering. Paul Harris, 62 years old. What a terrible way to end, a distinguished legal career, but it wasn't distinguished. It was actually quite horrible. Everybody knew what kind of slimy, you think about all the stereotypes when it comes to lawyers. And the longer that I've been in this business, the more, because I have to deal with lots and lots of lawyers. My legal team is quite good. We very good at suing and getting settlements and all that. We're quite good at that. But dealing with so many of these lawyers, you would be amazed at how incompetent they are. You would be amazed how stupid they are. You just would absolutely be amazed. And Paul Harris, another one of them, 97 months in prison, so that's a little over 8 years, I think. That's a federal jury, so I don't know how much time he'll be able to shave off for good behavior. I don't think they do too much of that in the federal system. 29 counts. Jury found him guilty. 29 counts. And those are just the ones we know about. Personal expenses, client trust accounts in his law firm's operating account. He used money from one client to cover funds taken from others. Total loss of the victims, almost $750,000. It's really bad. I don't know what's going to happen to the property that has is a big office building. Well, not an office building. It's like a converted mansion or something like that near the courthouse with these big columns. I don't know what's going to happen there, but not good at all. I don't know. Was his attorney Mark Thomas? I don't think it was. But have you noticed how? I don't know. Maybe it's just something in this area here, but the number of crooked attorneys that we have, slimy, crooked attorneys, is amazing to me. It is absolutely amazing. Now, the ones that there's enough evidence, they've been brought to trial, and, you know, the Mark Thomases, the Paul Harrises, the guy in Belmont County, whose name now, of course, I've forgotten, but I will remember it, and on and on and on. And they cover for themselves. These attorneys cover for themselves. They know which ones are the unethical ones, the slimy ones, and they cover for them. They just kind of look the other way. It's going, oh, it's just Paul Harris being Paul Harris, screwing over people. Oh, it's just Mark Thomas being Mark Thomas, screwing over people and getting over on everyone and stealing all their money and all that. And the more that I know about the legal system, and I'm certainly no expert. I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone, for God's sake. But from what I have gathered in dealing with these people over the years and doing stories about them over the years, they're corrupt beyond belief as a field. The legal field, the corruption is unbelievable. Look at what they did to President Trump. Look at what they did to anyone connected with President Trump, including down to his valet. They used the court system, they used lawfare to destroy people, destroy them financially, to throw them in prison, and all these different bar associations that tried to get pro-Trump lawyers disbarred and all that. The judges, the corrupt judges, and people like Jim Jordan, tough-talking Jim Jordan, who's the chair of the Judiciary Committee in Congress, does nothing about him. The more that you pull back the curtain and you see who these judges are. Oh, and locally, Wilson? Was that the guy's name? He was running for re-election. He lost, thank God. But his TV commercial featured lawyers who would be being in front of him if he remained a judge with different cases, and he had them featured in his TV commercial. The level of corruption, the level of rot in the legal system. Paul Harris might as well, he can be the poster boy of this thing. But the judges, the bar associations, I used to have respect for the legal system. I really did. I never did lawyer jokes. I still don't, because I don't do jokes. But I had respect for the legal system. I had respect for most judges. I really did. But after taking a look at what lawfare has done to destroy so many lives, and now Paul Harris, just the latest one, I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't like him. They're just, as a field, as a profession, the corruption, the rot, is unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And there's no excuse with Paul Harris. He had faced lots of other ethical challenges over the decades. I never heard any bar association disbarring him or doing anything like that. These lawyers are more than happy to protect them each other, knowing that the corrupt lawyers, and there are a lot of them, let's face it, will continue to rip off people, steal all the money that they can from their trust funds, do whatever they can. Do whatever they can. Overcharge if they're in charge of a trust fund, overcharge the amount of money it takes to run the thing. And the 101 different ways they can screw over people. And all the lawyers know who the bad ones are. And they have this conspiracy of silence. Paul Harris, you ask 100 lawyers here within the sound of my voice, and my guess is that about 105 of them would say, oh, yeah, we knew he was corrupt. We knew he was stealing money from people. But, hey, he's one of us. You can't expect us to go after him. He's one of us. Plus, then he might spill the beans on us and what we've been doing to all these poor people. It is unconscionable. It really is. But Paul Harris is not the exception. Mark Thomas, not the exception. Oh, God, who was that guy in Belmont County? Not that long ago. But the judge in Moundsville, Hubel, something like that, the guy with the steroids who had anger issues. The level of corruption, the level of rot when it comes to the legal system here in the Valley, but also nationwide, is unbelievable. If you're dealing with any lawyer, now, look, there are some good ones out there. There's no question. One of the best was Jim Bordas and Bob Fitzsimmons, outstanding, terrific, wonderful people. Robert McCoy, one of the best, God rest his soul, too. Some truly exceptional people who were also exceptional lawyers. Fitzsimmons still is, obviously. But the vast majority of them, I must tell you, maybe a plurality, not a majority, but plurality, under 50%. Some of the most incompetent, slimy, unethical people you would ever want to meet. I've dealt with enough of them already here in the Valley. Plus, I've heard horror stories all over the place regarding so many of these people. But the legal system, the legal profession protects them. It protects them until it's so outrageous that even a Paul Harris can't get away with it anymore. And that's pretty damn bad. 97 months in prison. Total victim losses, almost $750,000. How many trust funds did he raid? How many widows are now broke because of this guy? It's unbelievable, but it's not a surprise. In fact, I had warned Scott Adams when he was running for state senate against this rhino, Ryan Weld. Scott Adams should have won that election because Ryan Weld is an unapologetic rhino. The campaign manager or the financial manager, forget the official title, for Scott Adams was Paul Harris. And I'd asked Scotty when he was here, are you sure you want Paul Harris to be handling your finances for your campaign? Are you sure you want him to do fundraising for you? Because Scott had very little money. Very, very little money. And he should have been getting a lot more and having lots of different fundraisers and all that. And he wasn't. And he said, well, Paul Harris is a family friend and I trust him and this, that, and the other. And I said, man, are you sure? Are you sure? I wouldn't be surprised. I want to stress one thing. I do not have any smoking gun evidence to make any sort of accusation. This is not an accusation. This is just a gut level feeling. I strongly suspect, although I can't prove, I strongly suspect that Paul Harris probably did a lot of unethical things, taking money from people who thought they were giving it to Scott Adams and then keeping it for himself to do whatever the hell he's doing with, I don't know, alcohol, drugs, or you know, whatever, you know, women, God only knows. Who knows? Who knows? Nothing would surprise me, of course. But, I warned Scotty. And again, the legal system here is so corrupt. The Bar Association, when's the last time the Bar Association really did anything for going after corrupt attorneys? They cannot go after them because they know they too are corrupt, so many of them. So whenever you're dealing with an attorney, especially within the sound of my voice, I would urge you to not automatically believe anything that he or she says. Doesn't mean they're always lying. That's not the case, not the case at all. But do not automatically believe anything that these people say. Challenge them when it comes to their hourly rate. Challenge them to provide documentation proving that they worked as many hours as they did. Ask around, talk to people, try to find out what their reputations are. You just can't imagine how corrupt so many of these lawyers are here in the Valley, and frankly, how stupid so many of them are. It is, I could tell you, I don't want to mention his name, but we had one, I want to warn you about this guy. He's in Bel Air. I really want to warn you about him, but I guess I better not.